We tend to avoid it over 80 almost completely, but the truth is we've offered it to patients over 80 with the realization, especially ones without the event, without a prior history, if they're very healthy. I mean, we do make a decision based on their health status.
I guess it's pretty vexing when you're dealing with metastatic disease, particularly a symptomatic patient, where you want to see a response not to use it.
It is. There are a lot of patients who, when you give them the data, are a little bit scared of that event. I know it sounds silly, but I'm not as scared of a heart attack, probably unrealistically so, as I am of a stroke, because a stroke leaves them with debilitation. Now, a heart attack could kill them. You can't take that lightly, but for some reason, the stroke tends to upset the patients more than the heart attack concept. And I think, again, the fear of being debilitated is probably greater than the fear of death. I know that sounds weird, but you know, these people have already faced the fact that they're dying.
On the other hand, they are going to get to a point where they're symptomatic from the disease.
Right.
And probably not very comfortable.
And I could prevent the progression with the chemotherapy and bevacizumab. We tend to use it a lot more than we don't. I will say that we're cautious and we tell patients about their risks, but it will be nice someday with the post-marketing studies on exactly who to treat and who not to treat. There's probably a true subset that we really need to absolutely avoid this drug in. But it's hard to say, don't take it. If you're 66 years old and had a heart attack 5 or 6 years ago, you've had a bypass surgery and you're doing fine right now, it's really hard to tell a person that they're really high risk. You have to tell them this is what the data shows, but I don't know that they're the same risk as a person who's 83 years old and had a stroke last week. I don't think they are.
What about
obviously, stroke last week would have eliminated from the trial.